we're continuing with Chayyadim Klamim Test Simon Aleph. And the Chayyadim pointed out that we ended off, the Chayyadim pointed out that it's appropriate that each one of the brachas, that the brachas are specific as opposed to being just a general statement. Because the correct way to give praise is by giving a more specific type of praise. Just want to mention a Musar concept of Rabbi Miller Zatzal mentioned when a person says Moedim, Hashem created everything, sounds like the beautiful way of praising Hashem. We see from Chazal, that's not the idea. The idea is, when you think of something more specific, you tend to have it feel more akarsa toiv than when you say a general statement. You get into the details, you relate to it more, it has more impact upon you, etc. And this is true in every area of the way a person thinks. So when a person is saying moedim, it's appropriate a person should stop and think about specific things that the person has done for him, and be ma'ur his feeling of hoidah, and then say moedim. Not only on that, but on everything as well. But the service of the hargosha of thanks starts more specifically from understanding the details than saying it in a, just thinking in generalities. So the Chayyadim says, because like we find that the shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu by the days has to be specific, so the items has to be specific as well. Chazal said that we make a bracha on each type of item before we eat them, and they should be done by different types of groups as opposed to just a general bracha. There are six brachas that Chazal instituted: the bracha of Hamotzi, the bracha of Borei Minei Mizonos, the bracha of Borei Pi Hagafen, and that's it, by the way, that's the order that you would say the those brachas. We'll talk about that more. Borei Pi Ha'etz, Borei Pi Ha'adamah, and Shahakol. So we have six brachas, and Shahakol being the bracha Claudius, which he's going to talk about more in the next bracha, the next simon as well. Mitzarekler min niye besegel. You have to say niyel, which is with the segel, as opposed to nihya. Shulosh and benoni b'chein chein heim kol habrachas will become as tachas yud shulosh and avar. Okay, now this is big machlokes. The kitzur shulchan aruch paskins that you say nihya, shulchan aruch rav paskins nihya. Excuse me, shulchan aruch rav paskins nihya, the chayyadim paskins nihya, the gra paskins nihya, mishabura. Interestingly enough, does not weigh in on this machlokes at all. He does not discuss one way or the other. The Shari Tshuva says that the minhag olam is to say nihya with a komatz. I've seen some poskim say nowadays the minhag is to say nihya with a segel. So not clear what the minhag olam is. So what's this explanation? That's clear in the Gemara, that the Gemara, when you make the bracha, you need to say the bracha on Lashon Avar. And Rashi says, why? So Rashi and Bracha Staflam Mechesim and Aleph. Because you're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for this item. This item already is in existence. This bread that we're eating is already existing. We're thanking Hashem for this bread which exists. So say a Lashon of the bread that Hashem makes everything, as opposed to Hashem made this, is missing the point, because we're trying to focus in specifically on the item that we're talking about. The other hand, the Chayyadim is saying, so therefore, the bracha has to include a Lashon Avar. So a Lashon which is just Lashon Asid would be inappropriate. But a Lashon of Hove, which is in the present tense, includes things which were and things which will be. So it's a Lashon Beinoni. So the Lashon Hove is referred to as Beinoni. It's the middle language. It's a middle language which really includes everything. So do we need to be specific about something which was in the past? Niyah, that everything came into being already. It'd be Lashon Ovar. Or is it better to say Lashon of Hove, which includes not only things which were, but things which are and will be. So the same way the Lashon of Hamotzi includes Lashon Ovar and Lashon Hove, and Borei, Hashem is the one who creates, so he created something, he creates right now, he will create, he's the one who creates. So Lashon of Niya would include that as well. And that's the approach of the Chayyadim. However, there's a very strong defense for the Lashon of Niyah as well, even though in the other brachas, we use a lashon which is lashon beinoni, and that's the argument of the Aruch HaShulchan and others, which say that over here it should be all the same. Shahakol is different, whereas the other ones are a phrase where we're giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu a title based on what he does. He is the one who creates. He is the one who takes the bread out of the all of the other brachas are on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's on the item, Shakol Niyah B'Varo, or Shakol Niyah B'Varo. We're talking about the item, which was, not talking about Hashem is the one who creates everything, but Barei HaKol. But this item was made by Hashem, so referring to the item, so therefore the correct bracha would be Niyah. So whatever minhag that you have, both of them have strong defenses, that they make sense, and you should follow your minhag. But that's a little bit of an explanation between the two approaches. Bez Hashem, in the coming shir, we will move on to the end of this siman and start the next siman. And meanwhile, have a good day.